Welcome to The Side Gig. I'm your host, Anna Pickering. Today, we will be meeting with the woman behind the Wandering Maverick Boutique, Cody Neal Martinez. Cody started her small business while attending Texas A&M University and has developed WMB into a boutique that now offers internships and scholarships. So, Cody, tell us a little bit about yourself and your brand, Wandering Maverick Boutique.
Awesome. So my name is Cody Neal Martinez. I am 23 years old and currently live in Goliad, Texas with my husband and our two corgis and golden retriever. I started Wandering Maverick Boutique when I was a freshman at Texas A&M University in 2018 with a Cricut that was a Christmas gift and then $200, which was a Christmas gift. And from the start of it, I usually talk about my college journey because a lot of things transpired over those 4 years. But now I work Wandering Maverick Boutique full time. We have 4 full time employees and 3 part time employees. And it's my full time job. And Wandering Maverick is a retail apparel agriculture company that focuses on supporting women in ag, advocating for agriculture, and then supporting ag education.
Awesome. So honestly, I have always loved your brand. I love your mission statement. I love your logo. I love all of it. But something I've always wondered, and this is something that will really answer some questions for our college audience as well, is what made you brand yourself as Wandering Maverick? And back when you were in college at A&M, why did you decide to go on the small business journey? What made you branch out and do something different?
Yeah, so I actually created it for nothing other than college is expensive. And I said, I had a friend my first semester in college and she had like a Cricut and she would just like make cute things. I'm like, oh, that's fun. Like, I've always been a crafty girl. I've always kind of been like a business girl, entrepreneur type girl. And so I got that Cricut. That's what I asked for. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to start like making t-shirts. And just for fun money. And I was on the wool judging team. And then I knew that I wanted to be on the livestock judging team. So I knew with those, you can't have traditional jobs because you're always gone. You're always traveling. You always have practice. So I started selling t-shirts. I remember I got my Cricut in. I had an iron and the first shirt I did was upside down and backwards. So I really knew nothing. And then I went to my closet and I pulled out every single graphic tee that I owned because I really went through a big graphic tee phase in high school. And so then I like read the hang tags and it's like Bella Canvas, Next Level, Gildan, Bella Canvas. I'm like, okay, well, Bella Canvas is the most popular. So then I go to Google and I said, how do you buy Bella Canvas shirts wholesale? And then it's like, you need a tax ID. So I Google, how do you get a tax ID? So then I just started Googling. And then it's a long story to the question you asked. But so I just started selling kind of whatever. My first design, it was a little bit ag-related, but not really. I didn't really have anything specific. And so I then started in January 2018. And then at the end of March, I had a boutique reach out and they said they loved my t-shirt. They liked the wholesale orders. Then I kind of focused on wholesale for about a year, year and a half, while still doing a little bit of retail. But I mean, I sold anything. If it had margaritas, tequila, donkeys, cactus, like whatever I could sell because I was a college student and it's expensive and I just wanted some money because there's rent and utilities to pay. So then actually I started out with the name Five and Ranch and Designs. That summer I took a business class and they were like, yeah, like really think about your name, this and that, because our name, people think we're automatically just a Western store and they don't realize we're a boutique. And so I said, oh, like, that's a good idea. Like, why do I want ranch in my name? Like, it's nobody's going to come shop with me. I'm just like the basic person. And then, so I rebranded to Wandering Maverick Boutique, which wandering comes from the, I always knew I wanted to travel and go to shows. Like, traveling is one of my like biggest things. And I love that now my job is allowing me to do that. And then Maverick is an unbranded bull on a ranch. I still have that agriculture tie, without screaming that I'm ag, and it's totally different. There's no other wandering maverick out there. And it's funny because the first time I ever saw Top Gun was literally last summer. I didn't realize Maverick was such a popular name.
I know. I never thought about that till this last Top Gun movie. And then I was looking at your page and I was like, is there a correlation?
Yeah, I never even knew what Top Gun even existed until the second one came out. So then I was still doing college. So I said, you know what? Like, I love this. I love the business side. Let me switch from my animal science major and I'm going to be an ag business major. So sophomore year. And let's just say I went from a 4.0 student to a 2.4 that semester. I had a lot of really personal things go on. So then I do that semester and I'm like, you know what? I'm doing pretty good for myself. Like, it's still just major side hustle. I hate school. Like, I hate school so much. And I really almost did take a semester off school. Second semester of my sophomore year, I walked into the poultry science department having touched a chicken maybe 5 times in my life. And I said, you don't know me, I don't know you, but I don't know what I'm doing with my life. And I heard poultry science is an easy degree, and my mom told me I had to have a college degree. And so I became a poultry science major, which I ended up loving it. I go through sophomore year, I then joined the poultry judging team junior year, and kind of where my story then kind of takes another turn is spring semester of my junior year, which is also 2020, was on the poultry judging team. I was on the livestock judging team and I was taking 16 hours. I don't know why looking back, but we went to a conference called IPPE. And this is in January. And so like, I'd just gotten back from Denver. I'm going to Atlanta. I'm just ping ponging back and forth. And at this conference, everyone has to find a summer internship. So in the poultry science department, poultry science is 100% job placement. And that's because they're always looking for like farm techs and people to manage the poultry houses and all of that. And I was like, I am not spending my summer in a chicken barn. I said, no, I was like, this is not happening. So finally I talked to our department head and some advisors and I'm like, look, like I love marketing. I've loved marketing since I was little. And I said, that's what I want to do. So with a little bit of luck and some networking and connections, I took a marketing internship with Merck Animal Health and I was set to move to Kansas City that summer to be a poultry marketing intern. Well, we all know how the world happened in March of 2020.
Yeah.
I did leave out one part of my story. So in January and February and March, so the first quarter of 2020, I sold less than 50 orders.
Mm-hmm.
Because it wasn't like I was on 2 judging teams in college. Like, it wasn't important. And everyone told me I have to go get a real job. So then I am doing my online internship and we had a mock interview process. And during our mock interview process, the lady asked me, she said, so what questions do you have for me? And I said, well, I have a question, but it's not necessarily pertaining to the job I'm quote unquote applying for. But I said, as a young woman in agriculture, because she was 28 and she was over one of the cattle regions, I said, as a young woman in agriculture, what challenges do you face and why? And this is July 2020. And what she said to me was that, like, still to this day, she walks into rooms and people think she's the intern. And people will, like, say all these things and they don't realize kind of what she is qualified and all of that. And so then about a week later, she got back on and, like, this was the Zoom call that we're reviewing how I did. And she said, you said you had a little business. I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, why did you downplay it? And I'm like, well, it's a little business. Like, what do you mean? And she was the person who kind of just gave me the courage and everything to try it. So then a few weeks later, I had my capstone project and I told the whole company, I said, I am going to pursue my business one time, 1 year after college. And if after 1 year, I'm going to enter the workforce, if I need to, but I said, I'm going to regret it if I don't bank on myself for 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And August 2020 is when I launched my first ag teacher box. my first Support Women in Ag t-shirt and was the first month that I was ever like, wow, I could sustain myself full time. So that August came, I quit the livestock judging team. It didn't bring me joy. We didn't have poultry judging because of COVID. All my classes were online, so I just pretended to be a full-time business owner. So that's kind of like the big story and the process and kind of how Wandering Maverick and the brand. And it was then that I realized that there are people in the industry, women in ag in particular, that still do need that support and do need that voice. And then the kind of ag education, ag teacher side, they just kind of found me. And I am so thankful for the group of ag teachers out there. And then the third part to our mission is advocating for agriculture, because since I was little and we did a lot of these advocating courses through the Texas Youth Livestock Ambassador Program, I always remembered, like, why is agriculture so reactive? Why isn't agriculture proactive? Why does agriculture wait for someone to come and attack them before they start sharing their story? And I always like to say this part of my journey is one time we shared a letter board and it said all chicken and in the store is hormone and antibiotic free. And my aunt commented, she said, oh my gosh, I had no idea. This is like a coupon for the grocery store. My own aunt.
Yes.
And if somebody in your own family doesn't know that, it's so easy to make an impact on somebody around you. And that was a very long answer. So
no, I love how willing you are to share your story. This is the kind of knowledge that I really wish I would have known when I started my business, because I put myself down for a lot of things that are common as a small business owner and starting out in college to struggle with. And like hearing that from you kind of confirms that, you know, as college students, we're doing something right. And I also just, like you said, the letter board, like y'all are at the forefront of it. And I really appreciate that because the ag industry needs it.
And we're trying to make it easy because it can be so intimidating. When you just kind of go to that world, it can be like, and especially social media, because if you get on the wrong side of the algorithm,
it's
going to hit you hard.
I know.
Another question I had for you is, as a college graduate and now a full-time business owner, what are some things when you look back on your college career and more specifically starting your business that you wish you would have known before you started?
So I'm just going to tell you right now that, like, I'm personally so proud of you, because I always tell people just start. Because when I started, still to this day, I'm not going to lie, I had a mental breakdown at lunch because we didn't build our warehouse big enough. We moved in 4 months ago and we're maxing. And so I always say just start. But in terms of college, and let me give you some college insight of kind of more of my journey. So, oh my goodness, I learned so many things. I will say that I had a lot of personal things go on. And so I never really saw it as work, but I really enjoyed doing it. And I really loved that creative outlet, and I didn't really necessarily care about school. I still had a fun time partying in college, but I wasn't ever just a huge partier. But I will say one of the biggest things in college is I had a big group of friends freshman year. And I look back and now I have like one friend out of that group, and then another friend who kind of joined, and that nothing ever bad happened between us and this group of girls. Just, I made the choice of, oh, they're having girls movie night and then they're going to go out to Harry's afterwards. I made the choice to step back and make shirts or work or something like that. You have to sometimes just be okay with like doing what's best for you and not necessarily other people, and realizing, okay, what are my personal goals? Other people's reactions are not your problem. How they react to things is not your problem. And always do what's best for you. If God puts something on your heart, he puts it on there for a reason, and follow your gut.
That is some great advice and something that I think is perfect to end this episode on. Thank you so much for joining us, Cody, and telling us all about your business, Wandering Maverick Boutique. If our listeners have not heard of her, I will put the link in the caption. Y'all must go check her out. And lastly, thank you for joining us for this episode of The Side Gig.